I have just arrived at Prague's Nahomolce Hospital. Last week, its cardiologists performed the first ever robot-assisted heart surgery in the country, and they've since successfully operated on 6 patients. One of them is Jiří T. from the Bohemian town of Chodov. Just last Tuesday, he was lying on the operating table undergoing a heart operation that he had been waiting for since 1996. Now, he's out of bed and more than satisfied with the result.
I compare how I feel to the condition that the other patients in this ward are in. They've undergone the conventional form of surgery and are complaining of chest pain and breathing problems. I haven't suffered any of that. I'm completely healthy and have miraculously recovered. I honestly never expected this.
Prague's Nahomolce Hospital is the only in the country to offer robot-assisted heart surgery, but the practice is similarly rare in the rest of the world. There are an estimated 700 surgical robots in hospitals around the globe, but most of them are used for abdominal surgery. I stopped by Dr. Stepan Cherny, head physician at the Department of Cardiac Surgery, to find out more about the hospital's new project and how exactly the robot operates.
Actually, the robot was for the first time used back in 2005, and it was used for mainly for abdominal surgery by the abdominal surgeons, urologists and gynecologists. Since then, the robot has been used on a routine basis, and I would guess that over 200 cases were performed on the system. We, as a cardiac surgeon, started to use it just a week ago, and we have performed 6 cases on the robotic system.
And why have you only started a week ago?
We just needed a longer time for preparing the program because the heart is very difficult to approach by the robotic system. Heart surgery is a specialty which in most patients requires use of so-called extracorporeal circulation or cardiopulmonary bypass, which is a machine which during the operation works instead the patient's heart and lungs. And you have to place the patient on a cardiopulmonary bypass and then perform the operation. And it is very difficult to put the patient on bypass without opening the chest. So first you have to find the way how to do it. You have to be confident and familiar with placing the patient on cardiopulmonary bypass via his or her groin. So that's why, and it's also a difference between abdominal surgery and heart surgery. In abdominal surgery, you mostly remove something out of the abdomen, tumor or inflammation or something like that. But in the heart surgery, you have to create something in the heart, construct grafts, put in artificial valves and other kinds.
Now, many of us will probably find it difficult to imagine what this robot looks like.
It's actually not a robot. The robot means that it works on its own. But this equipment is actually a telemanipulation system. It means that it consists of 2 parts. The one part is a card which carries arms of the system of the robot, and at the end of the arms there are very fine instruments which are placed inside the patient chest or abdomen. There is also a camera on one of these arms, and it is placed into the chest as well, and the other part of the system is a surgeon's console, which can be placed in the same room or even in a different hospital or something like that. And the surgeon sits at the console, operates, masters, and all his movements are transferred to the cart, to the arms, and it moves the instruments and performs the operation.
Does this mean that you can actually be in a different country and also operate it from there?
Yeah, it is possible, and it has been already performed across the Atlantic Ocean. The patient was on one side of the Atlantic Ocean and the surgeon on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean.
And what are the advantages, with the exception of this advantage, that you can actually operate from a different country? What are the other advantages of using the robot?
Of course, the main advantage is that the procedure performed by a robot is less invasive. You don't need to have a large scar. There are only two or three tiny holes in your chest wall. Less invasiveness means less pain, faster recovery, and you can go home earlier than following conventional surgery.
Financially, is it more expensive or less expensive?
It is definitely, the operation itself is more expensive, but the recovery after the conventional surgery takes 6 to 8 weeks, and we believe that following the robotic cardiac surgery, the recovery would be faster and the patients would be able to go back to their work faster. So in the long term, it should be less expensive.
Is there a kind of heart surgery that you cannot use the robot for?
Of course. At the moment, we are in the initial stage of using a robot for cardiac surgery, so we have started with very simple operations, and step by step we will be moving towards more and more difficult cases. But there are still some cases that, with the current stage of technology, they can't be performed at the moment.
Other hospitals in the Czech Republic are already investing in surgical robots. So by the end of the year, the Nahomolce Hospital will hopefully no longer be the only health institution to offer the country's numerous heart patients the least invasive treatment possible and a faster recovery. Cardiac surgeons expect the technology to develop to such an extent that heart operations impossible to perform with the human hand will soon be made possible with the steady and precise mechanical hand of the surgical robot.
That edition of Panorama by Dita Asieru brings us to the end of today's program.